This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Glad to have John Hinkle back in studio with us, Online Trading Academy. You've been hearing about these folks for years with us on Haystack Help TV and here on Haystack Help Radio, helping people really just take better control of their finances. Online Trading Academy, you can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. John, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Scott.
Man, great to see you. And, man, it's amazing. It seems like we were saying, you know, Happy New Year and then summer and then, man, it's going to be fall before we know. Wow.
Yeah, time passes by, you
going
know.
Going quick. And sometimes the way it hits us like that, it's easy to just keep going along with the same way and our finances and all the things. Maybe things aren't improving, but, man, Online Trading Academy has been changing people's lives quickly once they come to a great class.
Yeah, Scott, we are the world's leading financial educator, teaching people who want an enriched life how to trade and invest more effectively. It's something we've been doing for 20 years, I'm proud to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's talk a little bit about, you know, your instructors. So who's teaching us?
Yeah, one of the great things about the Academy is we have well over 100, and I don't know the exact number. It changed. It seems like we're always adding more. Well over 100 instructors from all over the world who are professional traders who give back to the community, teaching people how to trade and invest more effectively. And I think one of the great things that students really appreciate about our instructors is the dedication and the passion that they bring to the classroom, as well as the hands-on learning.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, time to time when I'm over there and just seeing people around too, when you talk about a class, and we're going to be talking about a free offer that John's going to do for us, but it's an enjoyable setting. I mean, people, they don't have that look like they're in a class.
You know, so many people think, and I think there's been this myth perpetrated by Wall Street that, you have to be have a degree in finance or you have to be, you know, brilliant to take control of your own finances. And it's simply not true. At the Academy, we have a patented step-by-step rule-based process that we teach people. And we can teach anybody, Scott. We really can.
Right. So what ages do you normally see? And I realize there may be a wide range, but what's kind of your core?
Well, I'll tell you. The first thing I want to say, you're right about the wide range. We've had students as young as 16. We've had students as old as 90. Most people follow somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, right.
Typically, we see a lot of people kind of in their 40s and 50s, sometimes in their 60s. People that know that retirement's kind of coming up on it. Maybe they're struggling to save money to live life the way they envision, or maybe there's somebody that's, you know, I talk to a lot of people that are they're just exhausted from chasing a paycheck, and they want to spend more time doing the things that they're passionate about in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's so many people that are trading a paycheck these days.
Yeah, you're right.
And giving up their most valuable resource, their limited time on this earth.
Mm-hmm. You look at all the things that are just costing us more today. Healthcare,
yeah,
all the different things. Man, it's just costing us more.
And I think, you know, if you're like most people, they don't necessarily believe the cost of living. I know when I look at my healthcare, when I look at my kids' college tuition, when I look at all the things that we spend money on, I know inflation, at least in my life, is a lot higher than the 2% that they claim it is.
Right. Now let's talk about a class that you have.
Yeah, it's a great class. You know, students really love this class. It's really an introduction to the Academy's patented step-by-step trading method.
Okay. And like I say, you guys have been doing this for a long, long time.
We have. It's 20 years. We're celebrating 20 years that we've been teaching. And, you know, one of the things that's I think a lot of people don't realize, we teach all the way from, I mean, one of our clients was New York Stock Exchange. We taught some of their employees how to be more effective with their finances. Another is the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. So from Wall Street to Main Street, we've been teaching all manner of people to be more effective investors.
John Hinkle is our guest, Online Trading Academy is the company. You can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. Their number is 303-217-4511. So now you got a good offer for us here.
I do. It's going to be, it's a class that I love. It's one of our most popular classes. Just take you 3 hours, half a day, to get really experience what we do at the Academy.
All right, so here's what John's giving us to offer here. We're going to give the next five callers free passes to attend a half-day class at the Academy's Denver campus. This is right over off of Tamarack in I-25 area off Hamden. During the class, you will learn how the Academy anticipates market moves with great accuracy using their patented rule-based strategy. Again, this class is worth $500, but the tuition is waived for callers from Haystack. All you have to do is call right now, 303-217-4511. Again, that number is 303-217-4511. Seating is limited, so call now. Don't wait. Once again, that number for the free half-day class. We're taking the first five callers, 303-217-4511. Now, when you look at the different people that have come through, you know, when you go through there on the breaks and talk to them, do most of them have some kind of financial plan, or even maybe a financial planner they're working with? Or are most people just saying, you know what, I know I need to do something here to be different?
You know, it really depends on the person. I talk to a lot of people that have, they might have a financial advisor. And when they kind of look at what the market's done over the last year, it's been up a considerable amount, many of them are finding that they really haven't participated to the degree that they had expected to. They're not getting the kind of return that they need to when the market's going up. Additionally, I see a lot of people that are worried and concerned about, we've had a market that's been up for a long time. They're worried about protecting themselves when the inevitable bear market comes. They remember 2008 and saw when they saw half their portfolio disappear. And without a rule-based method of protecting yourself, you're going to be exposed to that.
Right. What are maybe a recent success story of someone that you can think of, maybe that, you know, that's been to the class and, you know, boy, now it's been a year or 2 years, and maybe they just dropped by and said, man, John,
yeah,
thank you.
I had a student, Daniel, who was in the, real estate business, and, he was actually flipping houses. That's what he was doing.
Oh, okay.
That's become very competitive in the last several years. This is a skill that just to be sure, this is a skill you have to work on. You don't get it right away. So he's been working on it for some time now. I think he's been a student for 2 years. He's now going full time with us. This is his income. Just a couple hours every day in the morning is all he needs to generate the income that he needs for himself and his wife and family. So, I mean, it's been a massive change for him. He's got so much more free time that he feels like a kid again.
Right. That's great. What is the mindset? Did you just say, hey, look, come to this class, you know, give us a call right now at 303-217-4511. Take advantage of one of these free passes. But what's the mindset you just ask people to come to that class with?
You know, we ask people to come with an open mind because we're going to challenge some myths that Wall Street's perpetrated out there about what you can and can't do with your account, about some of the limitations that people impose on themselves that really aren't there. We're going to kind of blow away the glass ceiling for investors during that class and talk about, you know, how Wall Street makes money every day, and most investors really, really never achieve anywhere near the kind of success that they're really capable of.
Right. Anything surprised you much from what you've seen this year so far?
You know, I'm a little bit surprised. I expected the market to be strong this year. It's been a little stronger than I expected. I think there's some positive things that are happening, but there are also some potential landmines. So you want to be cognizant of those and really have a plan to deal with the market as it presents itself to you.
Exactly. Once again, give them a call right now. We've got five, for the first five callers, we're going to give free passes to attend a half-day class at the Academy's Denver campus. During the class, you will learn how the Academy anticipates the market moves with great accuracy using their patented methods. Once again, this is a $500 value, but John's kind enough to waive the tuition for this, but you got to mention Haystack Help Radio when you call. Call 303 303-217-4511. Once again, that number, 303-217-4511. And you can also check out their website at tradingacademy.com. And again, they've been with us for a number of years now. Many, many great success stories. So do something different. If things aren't the way you want, don't just keep repeating the same process and not getting anywhere. Give them a call. Again, this is just a half-day class. Invest 3 hours of your time. John's giving you the investment of the tuition. So invest 3 hours of your time. Again, 303-217-4511. Why does it seem like, in our last couple of minutes here, but why does it seem like that most of us, you know, if we ever try to do something on the stock market, we buy it wrong. Time you hear about something being a good stock, it's probably too late to buy, right?
It really is. You know, I think most people have been trained to buy and sell stocks differently than they do other things. For instance, if you're looking for a new car and one goes on sale and it's a car you like, you're more apt to buy it if you're in the market for a car. You don't go buy it if they just raise the price 20%.
Right.
With the stock market, people kind of I think they lose their consumer identity. They stop thinking like a smart buyer like they would in any other product. You know, people buy stocks that are way up rather than trying to buy them at a discount, buying wholesale. What we do is one of the things we're really good about is teaching our students how to buy at wholesale prices and to sell at retail prices. And it's really not more difficult than that conceptually. Now, getting you to do it takes a certain number of steps because there is a lot of there's a lot of emotions involved with investing. And one of the best things that we do at the Academy is really take the emotions out of investing. We make it a process that people can go through and follow.
Right. John Hinkle, Online Trading Academy. Give him a call, 303-217-4511, 303-217-4511. Call right now. Take advantage of this free half-day class. Again, this is right over off of Hamden in the Tamarack area, right off I-25. But take advantage of this. This is a $500 value. If you mention Haystack Help Radio, it's absolutely no charge to you. 303-217-4511. We'll be right back.
Affordable Interest Mortgage still has rates in the mid-3s. Do that upgrade that you've been putting off. Or pay off that high interest rate debt. Or just get ready for the holidays. Purchase your next home with only 2% down and no mortgage insurance. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500. We all know rates are going to go up. So why keep putting it off when you can borrow money in the 3s? Do you know paying mortgage insurance is like adding 1.5% to your current rate without the tax deduction? Why? Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Call now and find out how to pay off your home faster, save over $100,000 in excess interest that you get to keep, all without changing one penny of your spending habits. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. VA loans to 100% with cash out in the low 3s. We've been serving Colorado since 2001, where it's all about you is not just our motto, it's who we are. Get the respect you deserve. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Are you buying your first home? Or are you right-sizing or downsizing for lower maintenance or a lock-and-leave lifestyle? This is Pamela Meyer of Denver Home Navigators with Keller Williams. I can help you discover and reach those goals. This is more than just real estate. It's about your life and your dreams. Call me today for your free consultation at 303-506-0106. At Denver Home Navigators, we help map your course. It's all about you. Call me now at 303-506-0106 or visit my website at denverhomenavigators.com. I'm Pamela Meyer, the exclusive agent for Haystack Help Radio, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Mark your calendar. The International Sportsman's Expo coming January 11th to the Colorado Convention Center. Try the gear, buy the trips, meet the pros. The Sportsman's Expo coming January 11th through 14th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver.
Need a new pickup? Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is having its Silverado year-end clearance sale, with Silverado starting at just $26,900. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet always has the lowest prices. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Glad to welcome back John Hinkle from Online Trading Academy right here in Denver. Now, don't be fooled by the name Online Trading Academy. They have a beautiful campus right here in Denver over off of Hamden, I-25 area in the Tamarack area, but a beautiful, beautiful campus. So don't be fooled when we talk about Online Trading Academy. It is not an online deal. They have a great, great campus there, and have been with us here at Haystack really since we started back in 2009. So great, great company, helping people. So, John, let me give you a proper welcome.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here.
So when we say the mission of Online Trading Academy, what is really the mission?
You know, really the way we define our mission, and it's a little bit different First off, I will say we are the world's leading financial educator, but we really see our mission a little bit bigger than that. Our real mission is to help people define, believe, and achieve their why. And what I mean by that is, you know, what is it that they want to achieve in life for themselves, for their family? You know, when I think for myself, one of the things that I think about, you know, being a husband and a father, one of my primary goals is to be able to provide for my family, provide education for my kids, to provide a comfortable life for my wife, mm-hmm. to be able to provide those things. That's part of my, you know, why I work
sure.
every day, and why I think a lot of other men feel the same way.
Right. And, you know, it seems to be getting harder and harder in the corporate world. Man, your life, I mean, I've seen people that I thought would be with a corporate job forever, and in one day they get the pink slip and they're gone.
Yeah, we live in a completely different world than we did 20, 30 years ago. And when you think about, you know, somebody getting the gold watch after 45 years at a company, that just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
The average person's changing jobs. They've got to keep their skills up to date. Often people are working longer hours. The demands are nonstop with email. People, you know, in a lot of ways, email and cell phones seem like a great thing. But I have so many people who come to the academy and say, I'm just exhausted from my job. It seems like my phone is just an excuse for my boss to be able to call me at 10 o'clock at night with
exactly.
a project. So,
and I tell you go to restaurants, and I mean, you know, I'm sure you guys do too. You look around, you won't see hardly one table where somebody at that table, if not all of them, are on their phone doing something.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we run our lives today at a hectic pace. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of our students, it's about getting back more of their time. That's one of the big things that they want to do with trading. Because somebody that's successful, once you've got the skills and the ability to trade, you can spend an hour, maybe 2 hours a day, and create your income once you get those skills.
Right. Now, it's been a while since we've recapped really who you are and your background, and I always like for people to know the experts that we bring on are really experts in their field. So recap your background for us.
Yeah, well, you know, I started really as a professional trader. I started on the Chicago Board Options Exchange in 1987, which for anyone that remembers 1987 was a tough year to start in the stock market. We had the largest crash ever, but I weathered that, and I spent 15 years trading on the CBOE, the Options Exchange, trading for my own account. I retired in 2002 at 40, discovered that retirement, at least for me, didn't mean not doing anything. In fact, right. I was bored out of my mind. So after that, I spent 10 years trading at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange as an electronic market maker. And when I turned 50, I wanted to do something that was more involved, more people-oriented. And I kind of stumbled on a friend of mine told me about the Online Trading Academy, and I've been running the Denver branch of the Online Trading Academy ever since. So I've really spent a career 30 years buying and selling in the market.
Wow, that's great. How's it really changed over the years?
Oh, my gosh. I think the Internet has changed everything, and nothing more so than the financial industry. When I first got started, if you wanted to get the best prices, if you wanted to make the most money, you needed to be on the exchange floor to get the real edge. That meant living in New York, Chicago, or London. Nowadays, all trading is electronic, mm-hmm. so you can be anywhere you want. Once you have the skill set, you can be up in Aspen. You can be in the Caribbean. You can be, you know, in Europe, in the south of France. You can be anywhere in the world. As long as you have an Internet connection, you can make money.
Wow, that's great. John Hinkle is our guest. Online Trading Academy is the company. You can check out their website, tradingacademy.com. Their number is 303-217-4511. Now, you got a great offer for us today.
Yeah, we have a great class. It's a half-day class. We're going to kind of introduce people to the Academy's patented rule-based system, a step-by-step system for anticipating market moves before they happen, and it's a super popular class. It's a great class, and students really love it.
Okay. How many passes can we give away?
Why don't we give away five today?
All right. First five callers, here's what we're going to do. You're going to get free passes to attend a half-day class at the Academy's Denver campus. As I mentioned in the open, don't be fooled by the name, Online Trading Academy. They have a beautiful campus that you will go to. This is a half-day class. They'll work out the dates with you. All you have to do is call 303-217-4511. Again, that number is 303-217-4511. And as John said, during the class, you will learn how the Academy anticipates market moves with great accuracy. How about some accuracy when you're trying to anticipate that? They're going to show you how. And again, this is a $500 value, but John is waiving the tuition for callers from Haystack Help Radio. But seating is limited, so please call now, 303-217-4511, 303-217-4511. And you can check out their website, as I mentioned, tradingacademy.com. So when, you know, you maybe greet people when they come in, or maybe you catch them on a break when they come over this class, when you say, hey, what made you come today? What are some of the reasons?
You know, it's one of the interesting things is it's very rarely about the money. It's often about, you know, there are things that, you know, people want to change in their life, that maybe they want to provide more effectively for their family. Mm-hmm. For some people, it's, you know, maybe they've got a job that they're worried about, that maybe they've seen friends and coworkers downsized or outsourced, and they're worried that, you know, what's going to happen to them if that were to happen. We've got other students that are, you know, really want to take more control of the time they have so they can do the things that they're passionate about. You know, one of the things that I always see is so many people are trading their most valuable asset, their precious time on this earth, for
sure.
a paycheck.
Yeah.
And so many people, you know, you don't get that time back.
Mm-hmm.
So many people want more time.
Absolutely. What would you say, what are just some attributes that it may say, hey, look, anybody can be successful at this if they'll do what we say, be disciplined in it, but what are some of the things that you look for that you say, hey?
You hit on a couple right there, Scott. one of the things that we look at when we're evaluating somebody's fitness to be a student mm-hmm. at the Academy, and we do evaluate everyone that comes through, we make sure that they're a good fit for the Academy. They need, number one, they need to be coachable. They need to be able to hold themselves accountable. You know, that's an interesting thing in I think today's society. Not everyone can hold themselves accountable. You need to be accountable to yourself, and you have to be willing to put in some work. Just like anything of value that you do in your lifetime, you've got to spend a little bit of time getting that skill, acquiring that skill, and then once you have that, you have it for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think you've said this in some past shows, but some of your instructors actually started out coming to a half-day class,
yeah,
just like we're talking
absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
And now have grown through the years in teaching.
One of the interesting things is the way the academy teaches you to trade and invest. For some of our students, it might be as few as 6 hours in a month, if they're just kind of want to manage their retirement funds. Other students that maybe want to replace or add to their daily, weekly income, they might spend an hour or two a day. So it's very flexible that way. If you're only working 2 hours a day, you have a lot of free time to do what you want. So naturally, a lot of our successful students are interested in teaching. But they're not, our students, a lot of people came from the trading floor like I did. Many of them, our first instructors all started as, professional traders on a trading floor. Almost all the first ones did. Later on, over the last several years, we've had numerous students that have gone on to teach, and we've had actually two here in Denver that have become instructors.
Wow. So some of the backgrounds, must just run the gamut of all the different people that you have.
Oh, all over. I can think of, we had both this month, we've had both types. We've had a gentleman that spent 30 years trading like myself that teach a class, and we had another gentleman who was actually a trial lawyer, an attorney that felt like he was paying too much in taxes, and because of the rules for traders, once you understand them, there's actually tax advantage, and he found he was able to make and keep more money by trading, so he gave up a very valuable attorney's practice.
Well, that'll work. Yeah.
Sure. So, but it's not, it's all kinds of occupations, really. Mm-hmm.
So you get some people that probably own their own businesses, they work for other people, retired. Maybe housewives?
So, absolutely. Yeah. We get a lot of housewives. I can think of one lady, Kim, who she had twin daughters, and for her, she wanted to be able to, she was in the corporate world, and her job had become just all-consuming like so many people's jobs do. She felt like she was missing out on raising her kids, so she quit to raise her kids. At the same time, she wanted to be able to add to the family's finance, to contribute to the household income, and she found that this was a perfect way to do so. With just a few hours at home, she could trade, make some money, contribute to the family, and felt like she had a more complete life.
Right. John Hinkle is our guest. Online Trading Academy is the company. If you're just joining us, John just offered us our first five callers free passes to attend a half-day class at the Academy's Denver campus. Again, during this class, you're going to learn how to trade, invest, grow your money. They're also going to teach you how to anticipate market moves. How about this? With some great accuracy, using their patented rule-based strategies. This is a $500 value, but it won't cost you anything but your time, three and a half hours. Give them a call. 303-217-4511, 303-217-4511. You can visit their website at tradingacademy.com. John, we'll look forward to our next visit.
Thank you, Scott.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Okay, turn here. Well, watch it.
During the moment when you're in a serious car accident, you aren't thinking about who's at fault.
Oh no, what if I never hear my kids laugh again?
You're not thinking about hospital bills or insurance claims.
What if I never hear my husband say I love you again?
I changed your oil.
And you're not thinking about police reports or who your lawyer should be.
I never thought this would happen to me.
In the split second when you're in a car accident, you're thinking about the most important things in life. When you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886. Kevin will help you determine who's at fault, what to say to the insurance company, and who will help pay for your hospital bills, so you can get back to thinking about the important things. That's Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886.
Scott Whatley, host of Haystack Help Radio, and Dr. Shane Stedman of Integrated Health Systems invite you to an introductory seminar Thursday, January 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Englewood Library. This is your first step toward radically improving your eating habits and therefore radically improving your health. Dr. Stedman and his staff at Integrated Health Systems will guide you through a six-week program, including weekly check-in calls, recipes and meal plans, natural supplements, a private in-office appointment with a metabolic coordinator. And when you call before Friday, December 29th, and mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 20% off the entire six-week program. Call Integrated Health Systems at 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. And become healthier by eating healthier. Sign up for the introductory seminar with Dr. Stedman today.
Tired of walking into gun stores and seeing the same guns everywhere you go? Check out our sponsor, Old Steel Historical Firearms. Hi, this is Scott Whatley of Sportsman of Colorado. At Old Steel, they specialize in the purchase and sale of historical firearms. Need to get your firearm collection appraised? They can help. Buy, sell, trade, and consignments are welcome at Old Steel. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Old Steel Historical Firearms is located at 12 East Girard Avenue in Englewood. That's just two blocks north of Hamden off Broadway. Now you can own a piece of history at Old Steel Historical Firearms. Call 720-662-7252. That's 720-662-7252. Check out their website, oldsteelguns.com.
When you create your pet's list of New Year's Pawsolutions, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center will help you check off every item. Start the year fresh with a medical checkup for your beloved companion, or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats? And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets, so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050 and schedule your pet's Pawsolutions appointment today.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. Pamela Meyer, Denver Home Navigator. Denver Home Navigator show now. Again, Pamela is with Keller Williams Realty of the Denver Tech Center. And her number is 303-506-0106. 303-506-0106. You can check out her website at denverhomenavigators.com. And we recently did a show about selling your house during the holidays and all that, and that is permissible.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And it is a good time, no matter what you may read or think about that. But let's talk about what the last couple of months have been like a little bit, and maybe what you're seeing for future.
Well, yes, my crystal ball broke in 2008. So, but I think overall the general consensus is And I actually just got a video text from a lender that says, yep, feds have raised the funds rate by 0.25%. And which had to happen sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
But what I hate to see people do is, you know, so if our interest rates are 4%, maybe they go to 4.25%. I'm sorry, 4.5% even.
Right.
It takes perspective. And for those of us who've been around a while, like, this is still really, really cheap money.
What's the, like, 70s or 80s? I mean, what's some of the rates you can remember back?
Well, I bought my first place in 1980, and my interest rate was 14.75%.
You'd have been thrilled with 12, 11.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I remember the next house we bought was at 12. And
you're like, what a deal.
Oh, my gosh. I thought it was a smoking deal. So, yeah. So it is all about perspective and really historical norms, like from the 80s, if we graph it all out, historically, normal interest rates range between 6 and 7%. So this really still is very cheap money. I know for people who've only really kind of been listening in on real estate news or have it be on their radar in the last couple of years,
mm-hmm.
you know, the fact that we've gone from 3.25% to 3.75%, maybe 4%, is like paramount to the sky falling down, but it's right. not. And so it really does help to get a little bit of perspective about what that means. And I will tell you, after doing a little bit of work on where we are year to date, year over year, just some of our overall statistics, there's a component out there called the Housing Affordability Index.
Okay.
And it basically is an index that takes into account, I was going to actually read this definition because it made sense, and unless you're looking at it, you don't know. It's a measure of how affordable a region's housing is to its consumers. A higher number means greater affordability, and the index is based on interest rates, median sales prices, and average income by county.
Hmm.
So our Housing Affordability Index has gone down, but it would be way worse if our interest rates were higher.
Right.
Because our housing has been very affordable relative to earlier years when our interest rates were so much higher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a housing affordability index a couple of years ago of maybe 116. We're down now into the 90s instead of, you know, still up there, but that has to do with our rising prices.
Right.
But the interest rates, because they've stayed so low, have kept that affordability. You can afford more house now than you could when I was buying property initially at 14.5%, because so much more of your monthly payment was going toward interest, and it was so much larger that it was a bigger percentage of someone's whole take-home pay for the month
right.
than it is today.
Sure. Again, Pamela Meyer is our guest, and really our guest all the time for real estate. She is our exclusive real estate expert, and very happy to say she will be with us throughout 2017 as well. She is a certified senior housing professional and can help anyone, whether you're a first-time buyer or maybe it's that last move. She can help anyone there. But, again, just does a terrific, terrific job. And we are certainly proud to have her on SeniorResourceOfColorado.com as well as HaystackHelp.com. Now, as you look kind of through, I believe I did see something today where rates – there's mm-hmm. talking about rates are yep. going to be going up a little bit,
yes.
like you said. And so but I tell you, there seems to be such a, for most people, I think, at least in my circles, a very positive outlook with the way the election went
mm-hmm.
and some things. Mm-hmm. It seems like everybody's pretty positive about that with just some of the business ways that maybe now the country may be run.
Well, I think definitely in terms of a little, you know, hopefully less government regulation, more freedom for entrepreneurs, people who take the risks to start small businesses and end up being the employers of our,
sure.
you know, greater Metroplex. You know, that's a big deal.
Right.
And when industry and business is not encouraged, I think it affects everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we say, people don't realize how impactful how a strong housing market is to so many industries. In terms of, and I don't know the numbers right offhand, but really, when someone purchases a home, how many trades and industries are impacted, how much more money is poured into the local economy. I mean, you look at any new homeowner, first-time homebuyer. Okay, they're not only buying a home, they need to get a mortgage. They need title insurance. They need an inspector. They need insurance. Oh, they might have to buy a lawnmower. Oh, they're going to go to Home Depot or Lowe's or somebody because they're going to want to do different paint.
Sure.
Or carpet or landscaping. Or, I mean, the list is really quite extensive.
Right.
On that ripple effect from every given home purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So housing pays, you know, plays into that a lot. I'm always out there when the, you know, our country has been and still is in a terrible debt situation. And quite often it still comes up that even on both sides of the aisle, that they want to remove the interest deduction.
Right.
For the interest that we pay on our mortgages, that there's a lot of talk about removing that because that would contribute quite a bit of money to the coffers.
Mm-hmm.
And the National Association of Realtors is a very, very large
voice.
Lobbying voice. Yeah. And I think that's part of, you know, what they bring to the table and speaking about it is you're not just affecting real estate agents here. If you take that away, you're affecting so many. It's just a way bigger drop in the pond than you think in terms of a ripple effect should that mortgage deduction be taken away.
Right.
So far, so good.
Sure. And it seems like, and, you know, back when I was in the furniture business with Mr. Jabs at American Furniture, Jake always says you can talk about the economy when you see building going on.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where you drive around our city.
Oh, my gosh, it's
there
everywhere.
There is a ton of construction going on.
There is. Lots of cranes, lots of construction. You know, some people make, because we still have people moving, Colorado and the Denver metro area is still a very attractive place.
Mm-hmm.
If you like weather that changes from moment to moment. As I was just looking at the news this morning, they're like, and it's going to be a high of 28, and then tomorrow it'll be 50s, and then back down into the 20s,
yeah.
And the single digits, and then back up to the 50s. I mean, like all in the week.
Oh, no.
But
crazy.
We have great weather. We have parks. We're very recreationally oriented. We're pretty fit compared to many other states. And since the big oil and gas bust years ago, Denver and metro area have become pretty diversified in the type of industries that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't all just, oops, oil and gas isn't doing well, so now we're just crushed, you know, because we've got healthcare, we've got aerospace, we've got a number of, you know, financial services.
Right.
I mean, you've got a lot of people who have put some serious money into having their headquarters here.
Sure.
And so that all bodes well for continued growth here in the metro area.
Right.
Unfortunately for our traffic as well.
Yeah. Now that's really true. I'm telling you, no matter what time I drive, I'm in traffic. We got to take a break in a couple of minutes, but I want to kind of touch on this and we'll come back and talk about this a little bit more. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, at some point, even at our age, we look back and think, man, there are people right now buying their first home.
Right.
And, you know, going to get married this year or soon. And then whatever the case may be, but buy that first home. And you wonder, you know, what all the different things that somebody really needs to sit down and think about,
mm-hmm.
you know. And do you sometimes find yourself, and we'll get into it after the break, but do you sometimes find yourself when you've dealt with those folks that you're more kind of like a mom a little bit and really ask them, are you ready for this, to get them to understand? Because, I mean, you want to sell. I mean, don't, you know.
No,
but
yet so
you say, you know what, are you guys really ready for this? Because one of the things in our list they talk about is, you know, are you ready to commit to something like that? Because a lot goes into owning a home that you have no idea of. It's kind of like starting a business that you have no idea of until you do it.
Right. And I actually, at a client party this year, I was actually moved to tears because one of my clients, one of my first-time home buyers, stood up and did a little toast and said, you were like our mom in terms of what we needed to hear and how we got through this, and we think you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I was just like, whoa. But given that I am a mom and a grandma, and there is, you know, when I'm dealing with younger kids who are more like my kids' age, which range up to 36 at this point, I can't help but at least impart a little bit of
wisdom.
Really, that's the goal. To make sure they're thinking through things and making reasonable decisions. So, yes, more than once I've had couples fight in the backseat of my car and said, hey, you two, wait a minute here.
You're listening to the Denver Home Navigator Show. When we come back, and we may have to make this a two-part deal here. We've got quite a few things on this list to kind of go through. But things really, and we're going to kind of say every first-time home buyer, but some of these things will just easily flow over into every home buyer's need to know. Again, it's the Denver Home Navigator Show with Pamela Meyer. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying high energy bills? Gravina Windows and Siding at 950 West Evans in Denver can help. Replace those old worn-out windows. Huge selection. Anderson Fibrex, Pella, and more. Everything. Over 50 lines of vinyl, wood, and fiberglass windows and doors. Check out our composite window, the EcoSmart. It's up to 100% more energy efficient. Lifetime manufacturer's warranty. Our glass package is at least 3 to 5 times more energy efficient with a glass breakage warranty and free rescreening. Gravina Windows and Siding in Denver is accredited by the BBB with an A+ rating. Over 100,000 customers and counting. Financing's available. Larry Gravina, serving the Front Range for over 44 years with my family. Free estimates. Metro Denver, call 303-GRAVINA. Northern Colorado, call 970-GRAVINA, and we'll come to you. Gravina has the greatest windows. Nobody beats us. Nobody.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, this afternoon at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560.
Wow. Welcome back to the Denver Home Navigator Show with Pamela Meyer. My name is Scott Watley. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Again, Pamela's number is 303-506-0106, 303-506-0106. You can check out our website at denverhomenavigators.com. To start out, let's say this is your first home. One thing you really, I think, to start with, and Pamela can correct me if I'm wrong, which I have been known to be, but if you don't know, a good mortgage company and somebody that you can really trust, generally your realtor will have some connections there.
Absolutely.
And while Kurt Rogers is one that you work with,
you bet.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, and Kurt we work with as well, but it really needs to start there because you really want to secure that financing so the client knows what's going on and maybe more importantly, you know as the realtor what's going on.
I think that is a critical step, and it's something that I always make sure my people do before we get in the car. And that's the reason. And the reason for that is twofold. Yes, selfishly, I'm not a tour guide for the Denver metro area. But more importantly is I don't want to show somebody a home that they fall in love with and they can't have. They find out later, like, oh, we can't qualify for that. And then the rest of our search is all about that home they couldn't have. Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to be that kind of experience. It's supposed to be exciting and fun and, oh my gosh, we could live here, that kind of thing. So one of the first things I do is put them in touch with, you know, I make a couple of recommendations. They're free to go with whomever they want.
Sure, right.
But I prefer doing business with people that I know are local, who I know where they work. I can lay my hands on them, mm-hmm. and I know they show up with the money when they're supposed to.
Right.
The other piece of that is they need to know, because I don't really care if a person is able and qualified to buy a $500,000 house. If that's not where their comfort level is for a mortgage payment, I want to be respectful of that. You know, so let's look at where you have found out that you're going to be and look there. But at least if we know what your max is, and we don't find what you want at your desired price, you get to make the choice. Do we move up the price point by $10,000, $15,000, $20,000?
Right.
That's your call, not mine.
Right. Now, do you normally find that people want to just spend every dollar they qualify for? Or how do you gauge, what's that conversation like?
Actually, for the most part, it takes all types.
Mm-hmm.
I have some people who are extremely conservative and who really, really value their lifestyle monies. So they don't want to be house poor.
Right.
They don't want to eat macaroni and cheese for the first 6 months to a year that they're in their home, unlike what I did. and so, but it's because we bought new carpet right away.
Sure.
But
and you always, don't you think the mindset is, you first walk in and you know you're not going to have those things. And you go, oh, that's not a big deal.
Oh, it's not
that's
a
not a big deal.
But when
until day one you move in, then all of a sudden it's a big deal.
That's right. Yeah. So I've had people, it depends on where they are in their own career paths, I think, a lot. When someone knows or has a pretty good sense of, okay, I'm with this company, here's my next step, or I just got this promotion, but this is going to be moving right along. Mm-hmm. If they're both at the beginning of their careers and things are looking up and all of that, sometimes they will go for absolutely every dime they can qualify for.
Right.
Because they know that it'll only be a matter of 6 months to a year that they're living under that tight of a constraint. Mm-hmm. And yet, on the other side of the spectrum, those of us that are thinking about at some point living on a fixed income, we're kind of going, well, I want that payment to be smaller, if anything.
Right.
So it really, and everybody in between.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no one size fits all. It really is all that, it's just about the conversation. And a lot of that they need to have between themselves. But I can just ask some of the questions that say, you don't need to answer this for me.
Mm-hmm.
You two need to answer this for yourselves. On where you want to pursue that.
And, you know, again, it is a great time of the year where maybe you're thinking about doing something a little bit later, early in the spring or whatever. It is never too early to me to call you. Maybe just get that initial conversation going of, you know, what they're looking for, maybe what they've got to sell, or if it is their first time to buy.
Especially if you're thinking about selling before you put any substantial money, more money into your house.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking about something, you have nothing to lose by calling me, asking me, let me see your home. And I can give you a, you know, like, yeah, no, I wouldn't spend $20,000 on this kitchen.
Right.
Unless you're going to go here, and then your comps in the neighborhood are still here. So your call.
Right. You know, buying a home can also require you to make some tough personal sacrifices. And so you have to think about all these things with the cost of, you know, where you are now. And if you're going to be doing this, is this going to keep you from doing a few vacations?
Right.
Now, my brother-in-law and sister, they decided when they got married over 30 years ago, they wanted to have a home paid for.
Mm-hmm.
They said, okay, is that going to be our mutual goal?
Right.
And they're with this home now, and they've moved probably 20-something times. But they built a home, sold it after a while, went into an apartment for 6 months. He built another one, sold it, and made that process over and over again till now, no house payment.
No house payment.
But that's what their mutual goal was.
Right. And that's, I think, an important piece is the mutuality of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is where we both want to go. It's, you know, in Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University, they're always talking about, you know, you've got the free spirit and you've got the person who's like...
I've got a whole lot of that free spirit, yeah. Victoria, not so much.
No, she just wants to nail it all down. And coming to terms with that as a couple, for most people, is that whole education process. And then you have to decide, you know, I think my husband and I do kind of a happy medium.
Mm-hmm.
Of I'm not willing to give up everything to have the house paid for.
Right.
I'm willing to systematically try to chunk it down, but I need to go on vacation.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I tell you, we're going to have to make this part two on next week's show of the Denver Home Navigator Show, but you're going to hear more things. You know, what about down payment? You know, should you put a lot down or should you invest that? You know, again, talking about don't commit before you're ready. What about the location of the home? What are things there that you need to look at? Does a school district affect the home value? What about building plans for the neighborhood? Do you want to buy a home then only find out they're going to build a park next to you? I mean, a lot of different things to think about, neighborhood and all that. And again, that's why you need a good professional realtor like Pamela Meyer, where she knows the area and can help you make these decisions. So, Pamela, thank you very much, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
All righty.
And thank you for joining us for Haystack Help Radio and the Denver Home Navigator Show. Again, Pamela's number, 303-506-0106. Her website is denverhomenavigators.com. Leave it right here on KLZ 560, and have a great day.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.